Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
There are going to be six foundational facts of the Christian life, which are listed here, all by the way. All these are also foundational facts in the Jewish life, in the Jewish faith, all these, and we'll look at them. That's why it was so difficult for the Jewish people not only to accept Christianity, but to stay with it, because a lot of them went back because of the similarities. The Christian faith grew out of the Jewish faith, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. There's so much there. You know, the Jewish faith and all in the Old Testament. Well, in the New Testament, we see these believers that before the Gentiles, it was all the Jews, and they came out of the Jewish faith. So in a way, the Christian faith grew out of a Jewish faith. There were some similarities, and we see this right here. There's a lot of similarities. They're all listed in pairs, by the way. It's interesting. When you read this, they're listed as pairs. Repentance from dead works and faith toward God, that's the first pair. The doctrine of baptisms and laying on of hands, that's the second pair. And out of the resurrection of the dead and of eternal judgment, that's the third pair. And they tie together. It's interesting. Now let's look at them one by one real quick. Repentance, what it talks about here in verse number one, about laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works. Remember, who is the Apostle Paul talking to? He's talking to Hebrew people. That's why it's so important to understand this. Even though it's important for us, but specifically he's talking to these Hebrew people that knew this, the principle about repentance toward God, because that was foundational in the Old Testament. They saw that. They knew that. That it was repentance from dead works, where it talks about repentance from dead works. The works that were mentioned here were the works of the Mosaic law. Had a real problem with that, people did, because they were continually, the Jews were trying to keep the law. Then they would break it. Then they'd come back for repentance. And that's what it's talking about. Again, I want you to, this, what he's talking about here, is things that affected the Jewish people, not us. Even though we can say we place our faith in Christ and repentance toward God, he's talking to those Jewish people who understand the Hebrew principle or the Jewish principle. They knew about repentance toward God because faith toward God was in repentance from dead works and faith in, toward God. The Old Testament taught faith toward God. Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Let me add this. The only way you were ever saved, whether it's Old Testament, New Testament, or now, or for the last person to ever get saved, is by faith. Faith plus nothing, faith minus nothing. God's only had one plan of salvation, and that's faith. Even in Old Testament, it was faith. They believed God. Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. So we see this principle of faith toward God. They knew about that. The Old Testament taught faith toward God. So to say you have faith and believe in God didn't get you very far. You must act upon it. That's why the book of James is so important. A man may say he have faith. Well, show me your faith without your works, and I'll show you my faith how? By my works. You must act upon it. So just by saying, yeah, I believe God, it doesn't mean you're not going to heaven, but you're not growing. You're not acting. You're not building upon your faith. And so these Jewish people, when Paul was writing to these Hebrew believers, they understood this, both from the Jewish side and from that, now if we say the Christian side. They had been on both sides of the fence. And by the way, it's a very difficult place to try to straddle a fence. Okay. Either get on one side or get on the other. Okay. Anyway, that's a whole other story. Faith without works is dead. So we see that, again, we have to go on to perfection, to maturity, We've already learned these things. We need to be carried forward is what he's saying. He's just listing six things that are fundamental and foundational to them that we're going to move on from this. Okay, because they've all, are y'all following?
Yeah.
They already understood this, but they were stuck in it. And they weren't growing. And that's what he's saying. And then the second set of doctrine of baptisms and of laying on of hands. Interesting how it says of baptisms. That's in the plural. The word baptism, as a matter of fact, when we talk about baptism, we use the word baptizo. 2 weeks ago, we actually had the ordinance of baptism, where we place somebody under the water, immerse them completely, and they identify with Christ, and they were a member of the church. Okay, that's baptizo. This is a plural word. It's baptismos, or whatever. His temple could probably pronounce it better than me. He couldn't probably. He would pronounce it better than me. But anyway, that's the Greek word. It's a plural word, and it always has to do with washings, cleansings. Ceremonial type, what we're talking about, not immersion of somebody being baptized. Again, we're thinking the Jewish culture and customs here. All right, the baptisms here literally is talking about the cleansings and washings, a ritual. It's used three other times in the New Testament. Mark chapter number 7 and verse number 4. Mark 7. Verse 4, we see that same word baptism used. Jesus is talking. Let me just begin in verse number 1. We got time. Then came together unto him the Pharisees and certain of the scribes which came from Jerusalem. When they saw some of the disciples eat bread with defiled, in other words, they hadn't washed their hands, that is to say, unwashed hands, they found fault. Now, I'm not encouraging you to eat without washing your hands. You need to eat without washing your hands. That's a whole other subject, you know. I could tell you some stories that, anyway, I won't. But that's the background. Verse number 3, for the Pharisees and all the Jews, except they wash their hands, often they eat not, holding the tradition of elders. Very important. And when they came from the market, except they wash, they eat not. In other words, if they ain't washing their hands, they ain't eating. I want to say something so bad. Do you know what? You want to be clean, but at the same time, there's something we do to our immune system, and I'm not a scientist. I know it's good for kids to play in the dirt. Amen, amen, preacher. And I've seen it over and over, the kids that don't get out there and get dirty and play in the dirt, and the mom comes and keeps them confined and all, they tend to be more sickly than the ones who are outside playing out. Are y'all following? They get dirty and playing in the mud. And then the ones who try to keep them, you know, sheltered, they're the ones who... And I say everybody, now don't get me, don't misunderstand what I'm saying. But every time somebody shakes hands, out comes a bottle of disinfectant. I'm not being critical at all. I'm just saying we're so conscious about cleanliness. Disinfectant, Lysol. My wife yesterday cleaned the house, literally, not that I would, you could eat out of our toilet. It is clean, I mean, it shines. She got some new stuff and ordered it anyway. It's not, you go walk in the bath and it smells so good. So nothing, I'm glad it's that way. But you understand, Jesus is trying to teach him a principle here. I ain't eating until I wash my hands. It don't hurt you if eating. I'm going to leave it alone. Let me just move on. But I think you get the point. All right. Verse number 4. And when they were come from the market, except they wash their hands, they eat not. And many other things there be which they've received to hold as the washings. That's that ceremonial, that baptismos. That's that same word that we see in Hebrews 6 about the, it has nothing to do with immersion. It's that ritual of washings, of cups and of pots, of common vessels and of tables. Then we go down to verse number 8.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.